It's hard to measure the toll of mental illness worldwide. There are no blood tests to say that someone has depression, for example, and often people don't like to talk about mental problems. Even so, a group of experts is trying to figure out what effect mental illnesses are having on the world's population. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on what they've found so far.
Public health experts never used to pay much attention to mental disorders because they're not among the leading killers. Then 3 years ago, the World Health Organization concluded that mental disorders are a major drain on the world's economy. They are responsible for about 12% of the total amount of productivity lost to any disease or illness. Berhan Usten is a psychiatric epidemiologist with the WHO.
And this was surprising to very many public health specialists as well as policymakers. So it was always, you know, almost a Cinderella that was forgotten in the kitchen.
But then startled everyone. That initial WHO report was based on multiple studies done in multiple ways. Mental health experts like Ron Kessler of Harvard University wanted something more definitive.
We decided we needed to do something that was the next step, to really go out in an international basis to a survey that would actually evaluate with clinical interviews people around the world to see how many people actually did have mental disorders.
And figure the impact on their functioning. So Kessler, Usten, and dozens of others designed a study that sent surveyors to the homes of 60,000 people in 14 countries in the Americas, Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. And the surveyors confirmed the first WHO study. Again, Ron Kessler.
There's no other class of illnesses, at least in our society, that has as big an impact on day-to-day functioning for as many people as mental disorders.
The researchers report in the current issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association that the average person with a serious mental disorder loses 30 to 80 days of productivity in a year. Kessler estimates that's twice the average toll from high blood pressure or diseases like arthritis. What struck Kessler was how mental illnesses cause so much damage.
The combination of being very, very common and very, very impairing and starting early in life is sort of the triumvirate of things that makes mental disorders be truly the most burdensome class of disorders in the world in terms of their impact on day-to-day functioning.
There was some variation around the world. In Shanghai, 4.3% of people said they had symptoms of mental disorders, compared to 26% of those surveyed in the U.S. The WHO's Usten thinks it's not necessarily because fewer people in Shanghai have a mental disorder.
One possible explanation might be that surveys are part of the daily practice in the U.S. or Western countries, and people report their mental life without any hesitation. Whereas in China or in Eastern countries, it's a little bit of a private space. People do not readily admit having mental signs and symptoms.
The researchers now plan on expanding the survey to 14 more countries and eventually interviewing 250,000 people. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.